It's at Jim Brewer, and it showed our video of us performing with Lizzie Hale.
Right.
And when I think of that song, I bust out laughing every time because I think of that day.
Mike got her walking.
Yes. And then her walking by, you put your hand out, she doesn't see it, you stand there with your hand out, and then Joe just points to you and starts belly laughing
in front
on stage in front
people.
Of all these thousands of people.
I have no clue people are watching us.
Oh my God, like, we're being videotaped. And you just Joe watches the whole thing and he just points and he's like, you got dissed by Lizzie Hale.
What do you get when you combine the power of an award-winning band with the genius of an award-winning electronics company? You get some of the best sound ever created. Iron Maiden and Onkyo. Iron Maiden and Onkyo have joined forces to create Maiden Audio and the Maiden Audio Ed phones. This is a must-have. A, if you're a Maiden fan, B, if you're an Onkyo fan, and C, if you're into rock or metal. This is made especially for rock and metal fans, designed with Iron Maiden's legendary Steve Harris. These studio quality headphones truly must be heard to believed. I have them. They're sick. Visit shoponkyo.com. Click on headphones to get your pair today for only $199 and keep listening for your chance to win a pair. That's shoponkyo.com and click on headphones.
Miguel.
What are you doing? Driving?
Driving to Long Island.
Yeah, well, the people need to hear from you. We got to give the fans what they want. They need an update.
Well, first of all, my arm.
Oh, God.
Is numb.
How many games did you pitch?
4 or 5.
Wow.
Yeah, the first game, first day, I pitched 7 innings, complete game.
Yeah.
The fantasy game. And then my arm was, I mean, I threw it as hard as I could and all that jazz.
Did you peg anyone?
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Oh, I hate it. This lefty came up.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I have a... I don't know. Because I'm lefty.
Right.
The first pitch I threw...
Ugh.
Oh, my God. I had a heart attack. It went right at his head.
Oh, God.
And I dropped him to the floor. he gets up, and I said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, so sorry. Second pitch, right back at his head. I went, man, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I'm throwing wild. Everyone else, I was right down the pipe, striking out.
Yeah, you know what? To me, right, I like pitching to lefties because they seem out of the way. So, like, for you, it's probably so much better to pitch to righties because they seem...
Yes.
They're not where the balls come... You have to almost throw it across the plate to hit them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
lefties feel... Easy. I feel so much more comfortable throwing to a lefty.
Yeah, a lefty and a woman. There were, like, 3 women at camp, so when a woman would come up...
Oh, God.
I had to really concentrate on how to not throw wide. And if I threw slow, I'd start throwing balls. So I'm like, sorry, man, I got to whip it.
Yeah.
I got to whip it right by you. I know it's not cool, but I got to strike you out.
Did you?
And then
you actually hit someone, though?
Yeah. So that same lefty,
mm-hmm.
I walk him his first at bat. His second at bat, this was a big inning for me. My team is terrible with fielding.
Right.
A lot of errors. I would throw a ground ball and he'd boot the ball. And then it's double play and he throws it in the right field.
Yeah.
So unless I was striking him out or popping him out, it was hard to get out. So I have the bases loaded and this guy's their biggest hitter, this lefty. I have a 2-1 count on him. And now I have control over him.
Right.
Because the second time I walked him again, but this time, I mean, the first time I walked him. So this time, I throw the hardest I can, and he clocks a ball easily 300 feet.
Yeah.
Short of the home run wall and foul.
Right.
And I went, okay. I'm gonna pretend I'm gonna throw that same exact pitch because I can see he was all hopped up, and I did what I did to Joe in wiffle ball. I gave him the Bugs Bunny slow pitch,
right?
And he swung and missed. I'm like,
1-2-3 strikes, you're out. 1-2-3 strikes, you're out. 1-2-3 strikes, you're out.
Yeah. So I get that. So I got out of that inning. And then his last at bat, two out, nobody on. And I threw it as hard as I could inside. And he went to swing, and I nailed him on his inside elbow. Oh. And he was hurt. Oh. He was down. He was hurt. I went run up to him, like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
He must have been so nervous every time that he got up against you.
Well, he was pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he was pissed when I nailed him. But I ran off the mound. I went all the way up to him. Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, Jim. I walked towards first base. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Now, the funniest was, so the second day, I'm thinking the first game, I threw seven innings, complete game. We won. They only got two runs. We're going to be a badass team.
Right.
That night we go to dinner with our coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And coach is like, so who's pitching tomorrow? Everyone looks around.
No one else wanted to pitch?
No. So, well, I go, someone has to pitch? You mean we got no pitchers? Are you kidding me? So this guy goes, I can pitch. Uh-huh. All right, great. He walks in the first inning, 11 batters.
Wait, how did your coach not realize he wasn't picking any pitchers when he picked his team?
I don't know. Well, yeah, so this guy walked 11 batters. We scored 5 runs to start the game up. We were all hopped up. I'm like, oh my God, we're animals.
Yeah.
And this guy, and they come back up and they score 12. So that's 12-5. We walked 18 batters or 19 batters.
How long did you leave him in?
Oh, God. I think we finally took him out in the second inning.
Uh-huh.
when it was like 19-5.
Yeah.
And by the fifth inning, it was 20-5.
Did you forfeit? Is there a rule of there? No.
No. And it was, we were, all the other games were done. And I was like, can't we just call this?
Yeah.
Our coach would not do it.
Right.
So now I think we lost 25-5.
Yeah.
It's like, all right. It was a bad loss, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Next game, Jim, please, can you pitch?
Is this the same day?
same day. Well, I pitched the day before a complete game.
Yeah.
Seven innings. So I probably threw about 115, 120 pitches.
Right.
Never pitched before in my life with a hard ball.
Right.
And, Jim, can you please pitch? But, oh, God. I'll try. You know, my arm is hurting. I was hoping I wouldn't have to pitch tomorrow. I lasted three innings. I couldn't pitch hard at all, so I was just lobbing the ball.
Right.
And they scored. And I think we made six errors in the first two innings.
Right.
So in the third inning now, it's already 4-0. Dropped outfield, misses pitch. The coach comes up to me and he goes, "Hey, I'm not going to let you waste your damn time with this shit field." So he goes, "Take the day off." And he sat me down and he's like, "Just rest yourself." We lost that game, I think 12-0.
Uh-huh. So your team wasn't hitting either?
No, we got shut out.
Yeah.
We got shut out back-to-back games. Now it's Wednesday afternoon and the playoffs start. We're already eliminated. We're not even allowed to try for the playoffs. We're
really?
Already out. Yeah, we're already out.
And this is Wednesday?
Yeah, we're already out.
The result of nearly 70 years of audio expertise from Onkyo, combined with Steve Harris's uncompromising sonic standards, have produced the Maiden Audio headphones. On-ear headphones that deliver even-handed power and detail at all frequencies. It's designed with Iron Maiden Steve Harris. The new Maiden Audio headphones are studio quality headphones made especially for rock and metal fans. These high-end, high-spec premium headphones, you truly have to be heard to be believed. You gotta hear these things, they're sick. I listen to my new Metallica in them. There's even a Maiden Audio app available on iOS and Android that contains exclusive EQ settings in all the Iron Maiden band members. So it makes it a perfect companion for the headphones. Visit shoponkyo.com and click on headphones to get your pair today. Only $199. Keep listening for instructions on how you can win a pair. Courtesy of my sponsor, Onkyo USA. That's shoponkyo.com and click on headphones. It'll be the best thing you do today.
So, I go, you know what? Now we also have now the characters on our team. Now we had one guy on our team. His name was Sunshine.
Uh huh.
That was his last name, Sunshine.
His real last name?
Yes.
Okay.
And I go, "Sunshine, so you a Mets fan?" He goes, "Sort of." I said, "So what? Did you play baseball?" He goes, "No, to be honest with you, I didn't want to be here." He goes, "My company bought this thinking I..."
Jim's phone dropped out. I'm guessing he said, "My company bought me this as a gift thinking I would lose weight." Thank you for using Verizon. Just kidding. This is Sprint.
That's your team.
So that, yeah. Another guy, poor bastard's going through chemotherapy, so...
Oh. His family got him a present?
Right, so, like, he's good one day, but he can't run, and he can bat twice, and then he's out for the game, and then he wants to play outfield, but he can't chase the ball.
Right.
And we have another guy, he's just... just what you would imagine Sal Rosenberg of the Jerky Boys.
Yeah.
This was Sal Rosenberg. His hat was pulled down. His ears were sticking out. And he talked just like this. And he argued every freaking ball and strike.
When he was batting?
Yeah, he drove. He drove the umpires crazy.
He was probably the best person to have on your team.
Oh my, Mike! I had a problem with him. He drove me nuts.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, the minute we eliminate him, like, you know what? I'm embracing everyone. Screw it. I'm embracing. We're not gonna win.
Right.
Let's just enjoy ourselves now. I couldn't get enough of this banana.
Yeah.
To the point where he says, you know what? I'll try pitching. So he's going to pitch the last game on Wednesday.
Hello? Uh-oh. Okay, hold on a minute, please. Just hold your horses. Oh, God, you bastard, you. Ow! Oh, oh, boy. Oh, this is tearing me apart.
We're 1-3 now.
Oh, you're eliminated, but you still have to play?
Oh, yeah. You play doubleheaders every day.
Oh,
which is God. Now
oh, I thought you were done.
No, we got to play every day no matter what.
Right. So you're just playing just to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we haven't scored a run in like 24 innings.
And you got Saul Rosenberg pitching.
We got Saul. We got Chemo. We got Sunshine.
You're like the Bad News Bears.
We are the Bad News Bears. So, we got no young people. I think I was the youngest guy possibly there.
Really?
Oh, God, on my team, yes.
Wow.
We had no veteran ball players. Usually each team has like two or three good veteran ball players. None.
Yeah.
Zero. I was the veteran.
Uh-huh.
And, so Sal goes, that wasn't his name, but Sal goes on the mound. He's throwing strikes.
Uh-huh.
And he's keeping us in the game. But now, every pitch he throws, Mike, I swear to God, he threw one in the dirt.
Uh-huh.
He comes off the mound, his hat's tilted, his ears are sticking out. He goes, and where was that ump? Where was that, Lou? I'm not even trying to be funny, I swear to God.
Right.
So me and another guy on the bench are now we can't get enough of him.
Right.
Now our coach is like, he's starting to get annoyed. He's walking, he's like, think of John Wayne. You look like John Wayne. If people want to look it up, it's Duffy Dyer.
Uh-huh.
He was a 69 Met.
Okay.
And he's this older, leather-faced, badass-looking guy. Huh. Badass. He's badass.
Yeah.
Everyone's intimidated because he's very serious.
Right.
And he would give us this speech. Now, just keep the damn ball in front of you, and we can't make errors. Or we're going to be out there all goddamn day.
Yeah.
And so, Sal's arguing with the umpire, and he goes, ah, for Christ's sake, could you just be quiet and pitch the ball? So he's... oh my God, we're dying. Me and this other guy, we're dying.
Yeah.
He pitches six innings.
Right.
And we're up like two runs.
You should have used him earlier.
No shit. He said he couldn't pitch. Now all of a sudden he can pitch.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. Like, we could have had a chance. If you said you could have pitched the second game.
Right.
Then I would have pitched today. We would have been in great shape.
Yeah.
But, you know, now this is another thing. Every inning he would go, I don't know if I can pitch again. And an old leather face go, well, you're going to go out there anyway, and I'll decide when you come out. So this is a routine every inning. I don't know if I can do it. He go, go out there. And he go out there. So now it's the last inning, bottom seventh, and we're up by two, which is not a big lead when you got a crap infield.
Right.
Sure enough, first guy, he walks.
Mm-hmm.
Second guy, he walks.
Oh, boy.
And the coach looks at me, goes, Brewer, please. I'm like, I'll start throwing the ball. He goes, quickly. So I throw the next pitch. It's a ground ball. The guy bobbles it. I think a run came in.
What's the matter with you? All season long, you've been laughed at, crapped on. Now you got a chance to spit it back in their faces, and what do? You're out there like a bunch of dead fish, not listening. Bonehead plays, mistakes. I mean, don't you want to beat those bastards?
I go in. Boom, 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 shut him down. We win the game. Sal comes running up. He's like, I owe you dinner. I owe you a drink. I owe you everything. I can't believe I won. I won and you saved me. Oh, he was so funny. We won like 8-7.
Oh, okay.
And then the next game, we got shut out.
Who pitched the next game?
It didn't matter.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who pitched the next game. A guy goes, you can't make this up. He goes, listen, I could, Brewer, if you give me your mitt, I'm right-handed, but I think I could pitch lefty. And we all start laughing. Like, what do you mean? You're going to pitch with your opposite hand? He goes, yeah. This fucker went on the mound, and he pitched with his opposite hand for 6 innings.
Why?
Now, granted, because we had no one else that could throw a ball.
Wait, why couldn't he throw with his normal hand?
His shoulder was messed up.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Did he throw like a girl?
Yes.
He pitched the whole game. Yes. That must have been batting practice for the other team.
Yeah, they won 14-0. But he gave us 6 innings.
Yeah.
So, and then the last game we won, and then the very last game, we were losing 25-4.
Uh-huh.
And we get last licks. And we just want to, we score 11 runs with 2 outs.
Uh-huh.
So now it's 25-16.
Uh-huh.
First and second, I'm 5-for-5. I'm murdering the ball.
Yeah.
I come up, and the team is actually starting to get nervous now.
Yeah.
I murder the best hit I've ever had in my life.
Uh-huh.
Cracked it. Line drive. Deep in the alley. And this little 30-year-old punk chased it down and dove it and made this ridiculous catch to end the game. Yeah. And then we played the pros and we tied the pros. We're the only team that tied and or won.
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Fez! Yay!
Hey, Yankees, you can take your apology out of your trophy and shove it straight up your ass.
And another thing, just wait till next year.
Did you pitch that game?
One inning. Just one inning.
Yeah.
So overall, it was a freaking blast.
Right.
It really was a blast. But everyone tells me, don't worry, but my arm is numb.
Yeah.
Where my underneath my forearm, where your wrist would be, up along your wrist.
Yeah.
What I guess that's your, I don't know what that area is, but it's numb there up to my elbow. And I'm not sure if I should be worried. Or,
like your whole forearm?
Not the top, the bottom, underneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's numb. I can't feel it.
Wow.
It feels like when you when you put ice on something for a while.
Yeah.
And you take that ice off and you touch it and it feels like weird.
Yeah.
That's exactly what my arm feels like.
Did they do anything to your arm after you pitched and it was hurting?
Oh yeah. They would ice it every day. They have this ice tub.
Yeah.
We'd go hang out in the ice tub and, you know, the trainers would work on you, but I don't know. I didn't realize it till the day I was going home and I was putting on my clothes and I had a weird, the shirt felt weird going on my arm.
Yeah.
And then I touched my arm like, oh wow. It's numb. The hell is going on?
Wow.
It was a little weird.
But not your shoulder.
No. Wow. Shoulder's fine.
Huh.
Just from the elbow, from whipping that ball.
Ah! Knights of Columbus, that hurts!
But you and Joe would absolutely love it.
Yeah, we got to get down there next year.
Like you, you would freaking love it. I'm curious to see if you could pitch a hard ball.
I can.
Because I'll tell you what, if you could pitch,
uh-huh.
And what I realized too is you don't have to pitch fast.
Right.
All you got to do is throw it in the strike zone. And if you got someone that can halfway play a field.
Right.
You're golden.
Yeah.
You're totally golden because most of the people are from 45 to 60.
Right.
There's one or two guys that are 30, 40, and they can throw the ball 65 miles an hour, and they're tough to hit.
Yeah.
Outside of that, everyone's hittable. It's all about the pitchers. And if you could pitch, like the way you play wiffle and all that,
right,
you'd be a serious, serious contender down there.
But it would be great if us three were on the same team, but we couldn't make that happen, right?
Oh, yes, we can.
Oh, we can?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That's another thing. I already learned that there's two other teams. One team that always makes the championship,
uh-huh.
which I was on last year, and they come three in a pack. And their three is a center fielder, an impeccable shortstop hitter, uh-huh. and a pitcher.
Yeah.
And a pitcher. So if we went down, you could pitch, I could pitch.
Right.
And all three of us could hit, we're already a threat.
See, that would be great if we got to be on the same team.
So the way it would go is they would draft Team Brewer, which is automatically the three of us.
Right.
That definitely can happen.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, it would be great. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, there's a video. If you go to the Mets Fantasy Camp, Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
I did an entire, they called me up to talk about the coaches, and I went off on like 6-7 guys and just murdered the room.
Uh-huh.
Murdered it. And I talked about our coach. You will laugh your balls off. He got so mad one game, he took his hat and he threw it down on the dirt and he kicked the hat. Oh my God, he was hilarious. He was so pissed.
Is this after the whole thing's done?
At the end of the week, award show.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So I go up there and I made fun of everyone. I made fun of Dwight Gooden. I made fun of everybody.
Yeah.
So if people want to check that out, it's on the Mets Fantasy Camp Facebook page.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. We have the Super Bowl coming up. Now, check out what deepdiscount.com is doing. They are having a celebration for all the artists that have performed at the halftime Super Bowl. How sick is that? and they call it the Halftime Performer Sale on deepdiscount.com. You'll save LPs, CDs from the past performers. You got ZZ Top, Aerosmith, Tom Petty, Chili Peppers, Rolling Stones, many, many more. Just think of Super Bowl Halftime. You're going to get it. Check out deepdiscount.com. It's a great site if you haven't seen it yet. Everyone in our band does it. All our friends does it. Whatever. It's a great site. Buy all your favorite music. Incredibly low prices. You'll find old music, new music. It's where I got my new Metallica. All genres, like last week's new CD released from Train, which I will be hopping on in 2 weeks, the Train Cruise. And that is A Girl, A Bottle, A Boat, the band's first new music since 2014. And you can get new Train right now on deepdiscount.com at more incredibly low prices. And of course, you'll find all of my material, including my latest Songs from the Garage, at deepdiscount.com. A huge supporter of our show. Go check them out. Thank you, deepdiscount.com.
On our front, I'm talking to video people for, I don't have a May date set yet, but we're working on May, the Gramercy.
Uh-huh.
And that would be like the launch, and it would be a week where we go the Gramercy two nights, Chicago a night or two, Boston, and L.A.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's what I say. And but I go on the phone tomorrow with the video guy that's going to start shooting videos for the show.
Right.
And the photographer, we're going to take new pictures and all that jazz. And
right.
So that ball is still rolling.
Awesome. And you got to, when you're back, you got to come over and do, Ali started like a video, like a promo thing for you to send to the Scotland people.
Yes.
You just need to do like a clean voiceover thing.
Okay.
It looked pretty cool. It looked cool.
Oh, yeah. I saw it. She did a great job.
Yeah.
And what was I going to say? He wrote up a thing for us.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you call it, but it's basically when bands are out there, when a band goes out and you got a promo for the band.
Right.
He wrote a thing for us, and it's freaking awesome.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's amazing. It made me like, oh, wow, this sounds cool.
Yeah.
And, I wish I had it in front of me. But it was like, you know, Jim Brewer, who brought us this and brought us that and brought us this, now brings us a riveting storytelling one-man show with a musical background with all original. This is a mush. Now he brings us this amazing show that's a mush. It was just like, I can't believe this was never done for us.
Totally.
Totally.
Like what? What is so hard about that?
Right.
Right.
That seems like step one.
Step one.
In.
Well, that's what he kept saying. He's like, "This is 101 stuff." I don't understand. You know, like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, let's see what we gotta do. So I'm pretty excited about that, and
I am so into this Metallica CD. I'm like, I'm gonna be annoyed if they don't play half the album.
When are you seeing them, or when are they coming around?
I don't know. I talked to Caggiano, and I think he said May they may be playing like Giant Stadium, he's doing they're doing a bunch of tour dates with them: Avenged Sevenfold, Volbeat,
yeah,
and Metallica, which I don't even think it's been announced yet.
Oh wow, that's
but
sick.
This song, Am I Savage, is so free. This is the song that you listen to with that breakdown. That
sounded like your Godzilla thing, right?
Yeah, isn't that weird? Right,
totally.
I sit there and I'm pitching you guys. Yeah, but this sounds. I gotta say, this is. Wait, hold on. I just got to my. That is savage.
Yeah.
I know you heard me talking about my Maiden audio headphones and how you can win a pair of your very own. Well, huge congrats to Franklin Calderon of Brooklyn, Frankie, and of course, Jim Carlson of Baytown, Texas, and Melvin Clip of Cannon City, Colorado. You are winners. Now, you can win too. Just because they won also means you can win too. Just go to maidenheadphones.com. Maidenheadphones.com to enter. These headphones are a collaboration between Iron Maiden, Steve Harris, and my sponsor, Onkyo, and were designed especially for rock and metal fans. So you don't want to miss out. It's official. People are winning. Go to maidenheadphones.com right now and enter to win. Congrats to Frankie, Jimbo, and Melvin. Enjoy those headphones.
Me and Deanna watched your Kevin Can Wait. One of the scene you did where Adam Sandler was there.
I heard it was on tonight.
Oh, I don't know. I saw it on YouTube like last night. I saw it.
Really?
Yeah, and it was just that scene. I guess it's like where it's like a couple cops.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you know that the UFC fighter is one of the guys in that scene?
Yes. Yeah, he was one of the rookie cop.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess he's friends with Kevin James. Yeah.
Yeah, he is. I think Kevin was messing with that for a while, and then there is the guy that's on this week that I'm filming. I'm filming this week is so freaking funny.
Yeah.
This episode, I don't get a chance to see the show a whole lot.
Right.
But this episode is so freaking funny. His daughter is picking a wedding date.
Uh-huh.
And he shows up at the church and he's about to tell me the wedding date, and another couple comes and goes, hey, our daughter's getting married, and they picked the same exact date. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, no. So they start fighting over, no, we need the date. Or, no, we need the date. And they start competing at the church with all this volunteer stuff and fixing doors and all that to just win me over so I'll pick the date. And I'm like, you guys got to figure this out. I can't, but they have me in from the very beginning all the way throughout the entire show in this one.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's really awesome.
Do you know when how long is it between, is it like 3 weeks after they film?
I have no clue. No.
Yeah.
And I wish I knew the guy, but the guy's like he's kind of a big time actor. The other couple, the guy flew in from LA. He's like in a big show, either like Game of Thrones, like one of those big.
Yeah.
He's in a big show. Like, as soon as you see him, you're like, oh, wow, I know you.
Yeah.
Holy crow. I wish I knew his freaking name. I don't know. Oh, well. We hit him. So, yeah, besides that, everything's good. We're rocking and rolling.
Cool.
Moving along. We're going to do Peoria and a whole run there in May. For us to do, that'll lead up to the Gramercy, and then I'm really it's driving me nuts. If you got a bunch of ideas, put them down on a recorder.
Yeah,
and then let's just sit in a room and start throwing our ideas around.
Okay,
it's driving me nuts. I want to start writing some new stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we should do that. There's some cool ideas. There's one that we did at Allie's that time that I don't remember what it was, but that one was really good.
Yes, it was. That one was good. That the surfer one is good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I got a bunch under my I know which one you're talking about. At the time we were calling it DOA.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And but yeah, there's
it was really catchy. I remember it being like a real bluesy, heavy blues, like catchy riff.
Yes. Yeah. I have it all. But let's get together and do that. This freaking Metallica album has got me so inspired. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah.
It's so good. So good. Everything good your way?
Yeah, I hit a deer last night and messed up my...
What?
Yeah, jumped right out on 206, like 10 o'clock. I never even saw it. Just just
you didn't mess your car up?
No, the front is the right by the right, the passenger side like tire, the front of the hood, the whole the headlight broke, so I had to bring it in today.
You're lucky, man. People die from this stuff.
I know. It's fuck the deer around. It's crazy. You can't drive down a road without dodging them.
They're all over the place here. They're all over the place.
It's like
it's madness.
It's super dangerous, and there's no lights on these back roads either.
No, there's none whatsoever.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so we're going. Me, Joe, Amy, and Deanna are going to Allie's snowboarding this weekend. To Allie and
oh, that sounds awesome.
Allie and Dave.
The Poconos?
Yeah.
Nice.
We've been trying to work it out all January, and once the Vegas got canceled, we were like, well, we know we're all free that weekend now.
Yeah.
So we made it this weekend.
I already changed our flights, too. It's for September 8th and 9th.
Oh, cool.
And we fly out the 7th, and we come back, I think, like the 10th or something like that.
Cool.
And I can't remember. I had a tough call. It was either... There's only two available flights, either really early in the morning or much later, like 7 o'clock at night. So you're like, you're stuck in Vegas all day and you don't arrive until Monday morning. So I can't remember which one I picked.
Yeah.
I hate getting up in the morning. So I wonder if I pick. I don't know. But I'll let you guys know. Cool. So, yeah, keep the list. Tell the listeners what you're doing and all that jazz. I had a drive to Long Island from Jersey, and I stopped at Starbucks and ordered a 3-shot mocha.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this guy didn't give me 3 shots. Well, as I'm talking to you, I got a turtle head just raging to get out of me. So clearly, he did give me 3 shots.
I thought you meant your eyes were bugging out or something like that.
No. I'm holding it in really bad. Like,
well,
I'm
let's talk about some more stuff.
No,
wait,
we're not. Thanks,
cool.
Mike.
Yep.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to today's podcast. You could email us at metalandmepodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook, search The Metal and Me, or hit us up on Twitter at The Metal and Me. We appreciate any feedback, questions, comments, ideas. Thanks again.
Metalandme.com.